Hey, my name's Emma.
Hey, my name's Maddie.
And you're listening to The Pilots Pandemic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're back finally after like a little bit of hiatus. We've been taking a lot of hiatuses and I'm not sorry about it. Sorry. Maybe I am a little bit sorry. I have been thinking about it. Like it might be the last thing that I think about right before I fall asleep is like, dang, we really need to put out an episode, but we've just both been very, 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 very busy. And just a lot of exciting things going on. Y'all, I'm engaged, or engagement, you would rather, is what I decided to write in my logbook. I was so excited. I actually flew for the first time in forever when I was in Washington this past week with Maddie, but we'll get into that. I'll let you speak to the people, Maddie, because you've also had some huge life updates. So spread the word.
I was like, but we want to talk about your engagement.
I know, but you've had very exciting things too. We'll get into the engagement. It's sappy.
Yes. So me and Emma have taken a break just because, I mean, you were here for like 9 days, I think it was, which was very exciting. First time Emma came to Washington and I wanted to show her all the things. So I really jam-packed tons of events in, and the ironic part was like, I didn't know that the engagement was going to happen. Like Zach, her boyfriend, had now fiance, had just told me like, your mom was sending a package and so for your birthday. And I was like, okay. And then Emma's mom texts me and was like, there's a ring coming. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, are they getting engaged? Like what's happening? And finally I was like, told Jess, I was like, text Zach. And I ask like, is he getting engaged? And that's exactly what was happening. So I was really happy because I had already planned to go to the restaurant where this all happened at. And it's beautiful because it looks over the bay and everything. I was like, thank God, like I decided on this and not some other restaurant that wasn't as nice, because it was so perfect for when you guys got engaged. Like the view in the background was of the ocean with the San Juan Islands in the back. And the sun was like, it was like golden hour. It was perfect.
It really was. It was so romantic, but it was crazy because I kind of like, I don't know. I always, you know, when you get to a certain point in a relationship, anything that's nice that you have to dress up for, there's a little like inkling in you. You're like, hey, it'd be cool if I got engaged. But I honestly had no clue. Like I had no idea.
I need to tell the people how many times you've talked about getting engaged before it actually happened, because I don't think they know how much you want to get married. But Emma, probably before Zach was going to get down on one knee, had totally like asked me probably 20 plus times, like, I thought I was going to get engaged. Or, like, I hope I get engaged. And I'm like, just like, bitch, calm your ass down.
It's, I know, it was happen. My birthday. I was like, you know, I thought by now I'd be engaged.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I was being an absolute terror, but I had absolutely no idea. And right before he proposed, I actually like, cause it was my birthday. And I think honestly, that was the perfect time to do it, because otherwise, like, I feel like I just wouldn't have been as surprised. But they come out with like a little like whipped cream, whatever, a candle, and I blow out the candle and I always make a lot of wishes. It's kind of bad. Like that's my sick thing. Every single time I see 11-11 or every single time I blow out candles, I will make like 10 wishes in 10 seconds and then blow out the candle. But this time I was like, I just want to get engaged. Like this is the year that I want to get engaged. I blow out the candle and I kid you not, what was it? It was like 10 seconds, 15 seconds later, I look over and Zach is on one knee, and I literally, I was stunned. I was, I've literally never been more shocked in my entire life. But of course I bawled immediately. Yep. I look at Maddie, I look at Jesse, I look then again at Zach, and I'm like, this is actually happening. Like, it took a second for it to like click and stick that it was actually happening. But once I realized it was happening, yeah, I was a wet mess. It was
for like a good 5 minutes.
I did. It was at one point I realized I stopped, like, I didn't even I couldn't even remember that there were other people around us. And then, like, I snapped back to reality. And the funniest part of it all is, like, the table right adjacent to us is this, like, they rode up on a motorcycle. They're in full, like, bike, black biker leather stuff. Chains, like, cool, like, biker goth couple. And that's when I look back over at them and I'm like, oh my God, wait, I've just been crying in front of all these strangers. I don't think I've ever, I kind of a little bit embarrassed, but whatever. It's my fucking engagement. Like, I'll cry if I want to. Also, it's my birthday. So I'll for sure cry if I want to.
Oh, it's perfect. Like, well, the thing was too, is your mom wanted me to take a video of you, like, when Zach was doing it. And I was like, Jesus Christ, when is Zach going to do it? And so I was posting a birthday photo of you to my Instagram saying happy birthday. And then I look up and Zach's asking you, and I was like, God damn it. I look at Jesse, I'm like, dude, are you getting this? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, thank God. I thought your mom was going to shoot me if I didn't get it on video. So.
Oh no, she loves you. She's like, I love Maddie. Like, Maddie is so sweet. Like, you know, thank God for Maddie. Oh,
no. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all bonded over that.
We did. We were undercover working on that. And honestly, getting your ring here, I had to tell everybody too.
Yeah, that, like, was a whole story.
I had to pick up this box, and I had to sign for it. And so I told the UPS people, like, I'll pick it up at the center, because Emma and I were doing so much stuff that I couldn't say when I was going to be home, and they couldn't tell me when they were going to drop it off. So I was like, I'll pick it up at the main center. And so we went to the UPS place and they're like, oh, the driver's still out. He's actually not going to be back until 9 o'clock at night. And I was like, God damn it, we're going to have to come back here. But the guy was like, oh, he'll make a last stop for you and bring it to you, like, around 9 o'clock. And it was like 7:30 when we were there. So we go back home. And as soon as we get home, Zach's like, there's the UPS truck. I'm like, oh my God, let me out. Because Zach knows what it is too, but Emma has no idea. I just told her I got to pick up something for Jesse. And so I literally am running in my platform Crocs up this hill to go get this UPS guy. I'm like, I get to the door, I'm like huffing and puffing, and I'm like, stop. I'm like, I need that box. He's like, oh, okay. I was like, that's a ring. I need it.
Oh my God, dude. That was hilarious. I mean, because we had been, how many times did we go to UPS trying to pick it up? It was like almost 3 times. And yes, then that happened. And the entire time I'm under the disguise of, like, thinking that this is something for Jesse. And I'm like, okay, well, I know man's loves his Amazon Prime. Like, I get that. Like, when you want your package, you really want it. But I was like, wow, Maddie, like, what is in that package? Like, damn, it must be something really special. My Leo ass though was like, oh, they must have gotten me a gift. Somebody ordered me a gift, and that's why it's so important. But no, I don't know why I was so geeked out over the fact that you kept on running for that, just trying to get that package. I thought, like, I'm just gonna say the whole honest truth. I was like, damn, like, she must, like, get yelled at or something. Like, if he doesn't get her packages, like, what happens? Like, I'm scared for her.
Should we sit down and have a conversation?
Yeah, she gets like a spanking or something. Like, goddamn. But nope, that's what it happened. It happened to be a ring. But, you know, I'm still over the moon. It still feels very, very fresh. I have yet to make, like, this sounds so freaking dumb. Oh my God, this is gonna sound so Gen Z of me, but I have yet to make a grid post about the engagement. But Zach took over 800 photos on his camera. So we've been sifting through all of those, because, like, before I post my shitty iPhone photos, let's see, you know, how these ones on this very nice camera look. And so we've been going through all of those, but it has been, oh my God, it's been a journey, but it does make me so emotional. I miss you so much, Maddie. Like, oh, I wish we lived closer. It is really a struggle not living closer to you. It is like a full-blown long distance relationship.
I know when you said that, I was like, this is so accurate, because whenever you leave, we're like so sad and depressed. Literally.
I know.
Ugh. And then I just scroll through my pictures and videos and like, oh, I miss her.
I know. But I think we'll be seeing each other a lot, especially since we have, you know, a wedding to plan. And of course, you are going to be one of my bridesmaids. So yeah, I think, you know, I'm excited for the future. And yeah, well, Maddie has some exciting news, but do you want to hit on anything else from like the Washington stuff?
Yes, because I want to ask you questions, because I was like, these are good questions to ask. So what was your favorite thing you did? We're not going to count the engagement as your favorite thing, because obviously you're going to say that. But like, while you were here, what was the your favorite part?
It definitely had to be flying. And then crabbing with your friend was a close second. That was the best. I don't know. Both of those were really, really good. But I think flying definitely took the cake, just because I love flying. I haven't done it in forever. It kind of made me a little bit emotional, because I was like, damn, like, it was weird doing it again. And there were things that I really didn't think I was going to remember. And then you sit there and you're going through your checklist, and it just felt so, I don't know, it felt weird. It was very bittersweet. It was like a melancholy feeling, but it was so beautiful. And I've never flown over terrain like that, and I've never really flown close to mountains. So I don't know, just the entire experience, being able to fly with you, being able to fly with Jesse, like just the whole thing was just, I don't know, magical. I also haven't really flown with Zach a lot. Like, we've flown twice together. I just didn't really have like the time or the expense to be able to do any kind of fun flying. I think that's like the longest fun flight, besides like I had a lot of fun on my solo, or not my solo, but my cross countries that I did, but I never did something like that where you stop and you get out and you like walk around. So the whole thing front to back. But honestly, there were so many highlights from the entire trip. It's like, but that definitely has to be my favorite. That was a really, really good day.
Yeah, I had a great time. Like, us just getting to fly together was so, so fun. And getting to kind of show you the San Juan Islands, like where I'm training at, was awesome. And you guys have never seen the San Juans, so I love that we got to do that with you.
Gorgeous, dude. I've never in my life seen anything like that. I'm still like blown away. Like, my socks are blown off. Like, I get why Maddie is tooting her horn so much about Washington now, because it is seriously like a, I don't even know. I felt like, I'm going to say it, I was like, I feel like I'm in Europe.
Yes. Emma kept saying like, this is like, what was it, like Germany, you said?
I was like, this is kind of like Germany, but also kind of like Ireland, but like, yes, also kind of like, I don't even know. It also kind of reminds me of Pennsylvania. It kind of reminds me of North Carolina. It was like, I don't know. I think it's because you have so much, what do you even call that? It's like the landscape is never ending. You know what I mean? There's always something to look at. And it's so vast. You have like this beautiful ocean with this extremely blue, clear water with like rocks, and then the lead up to these mountains with these crazy fucking trees. And it's like, you literally have everything you could ever want as far as nature in one place. Yeah. I also got to see a seal for the first time ever. That was, yes. Oh my God, dude.
Not only seals, but baby seals.
Baby seals. They were so fun. We're not going to talk about that. That'll be a whole ramble.
The seals. Yes.
That'll be a whole ramble. And it's almost 2:30 and we're trying to like turn and burn this episode. I don't want to have to edit. So let's not get on a ramble about the baby seals.
Okay. We'll talk about the seals, but you did see seals, baby seals, and that was amazing. And that was the first time I saw a baby seal up like that close. But the other big news that I wanted to share is that Jesse and I finally purchased our aircraft, and we got a Piper Cherokee 140. and just brought it home. Yes, it was very exciting. We got it home yesterday, came home yesterday, picked it up in Idaho. And it took us 2 days to get it home just because there was a lot of storms and cloud cover. So we had to make it through all that. But I took it out this morning for my first time in the left seat, Jesse, my CFI. And I just did 3 rounds in the pattern because it was very rainy. And my first, or maybe it was my second leg on the pattern, fucking huge flock of birds flew in front of me. And I was like, I guess I'll end it for the day. But yeah, yeah,
somebody's sending exciting. You a sign.
Yes. So first on my third leg, it was geese overhead. The second leg, it was a huge flock of birds. So I was like, I want to be full stop. I'm done. But yeah, I'm really excited. It's kind of crazy. Like, it's still sinking in that we got an airplane and that we are aircraft owners.
The only thing I see, I cannot relate to that experience, but I can imagine it's like, I remember when my mom got me, it's going to sound so fucking dumb. My mom got me a Nissan Altima. This is like in October, right after my dad died. And my beloved Suburban had finally kicked the curb. And I had been driving like any car, and she finally buys me this Nissan Altima. And I'm like, I'll never forget bringing it home. Like, I wanted to sleep in that thing. I was like, this is so cool. A new car. Like, holy shit. I'm going to park it in the garage. Like, it was, it felt so, I don't even know. It was just weird. And then like you wake up and it's like almost the same feeling of when you just totally cut or dye your hair and there's a split second and then it hits you and you're like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I can imagine it's like all those feelings ex Christmas morning, being like, it's Christmas morning. You're 5 years old. You avidly believe in Santa and you're running down the stairs and you see all the presents underneath the tree. All of those feelings is what I imagine it's like.
It is. Cause like literally yesterday we're like, what do we need for the plane? Like, we had just flown it all the way back and we're like so tired, but we're like, we just want to go back and like organize it and get all the things that we need and
like
sure it's okay. I mean, okay, also I didn't talk about, we did have one issue while we were coming back. So this plane that we have has been hangared its whole life. It's hilarious because it's been a dry weather, and as soon as we get back to Bellingham it rains, and even when we were in Oregon it rained, and the door latch, it got stuck and there was no way, we weren't going to open it, like the little, the handle had full flexion. I was like, there's no pressure on it for me to actually open the door. And Jesse broke it. So the people that were stuck with us in Oregon were like, all came out, like all, I think there was 3 pilots there. And then the guy that was working at the FBO, and they all came out. They're like trying to help us. So that was great. Like, that's the one thing, is like general aviation, the community, they're so helpful. They never want you to get stuck. So someone gave us their Leatherman to get the door off its hinges. And I mean, the older pilot that was there, he was like, I'll do it for you. So Jesse didn't even have to do anything. And we got the door fixed, but we're not able to lock it. So that's the only issue right now. Got gut issues? Because Emma and I sure do. I have an issue with high sugar foods and anything with added preservatives, and Emma has a whole ass gluten intolerance. So we struggle with finding tasty treats, but thank the heavens for Abinola, because it has been a lifesaver when we want a sweet treat fix without all the gut bums that high gluten foods like cookies and cakes give us.
Abinola has a chocolate granola that is made with lupini beans, so it's gluten-free and only has 1 gram of sugar, leaving our sweet tooth satisfied and our tummies feeling perfectly fine.
You guys, you can head over to abby-foods.com or the Instagram account at abby_foods_co for your granola fix turned tasty treat fix. You'll also find all kinds of recipes to try out, so you'll never get bored with Abinola. Use code PILOTSPANDEMIC for 15% off your order of Abinola.
Okay, well, we are going to move on to some aviation news, even though I could probably sit here and just chit-chat with you for forever. I know the people probably want something other than... Yeah, some aviation stuff. We have news about Oshkosh. So I am going to read from a Reddit thread, which we will include the link in the podcast description for y'all, but there's a lot to cover. So we just wanted to share some of the highlights that are being spoken about straight from the FAA's aeromedical office. And you guys will have to bear with me because this is a lot on here. I'm reading straight off my phone and the text is very small. And as we all know, I'm not great at speaking like directly from a book. Like if we were in class and I raised my hand, everyone would be like, man, why? Which so I just wouldn't raise my hand. But anyway, so this is from this Reddit thread, Oshkosh 2023 Mental Health Forum speaker, Dr. Brett Wyrick, or Wyrick? Wyrick, the deputy air surgeon. So this is what this person said on Reddit. Just a few things to remember. His goal for special issuances is 60 days from the AME deferring their office saying yes or no. As part of that, they have revamped all the form letters that are sent to clarify upfront what is required for them to say yes all at once. No more back and forth. No more ambiguous letters that don't really describe what is happening or what they have a problem with or what is needed for an SI. The new letters were approved by the lawyers and have started being used this month. He hopes this also improves the problem where AMEs are sending hundreds of pages of documentation when the FAA only needed like four, which I love, like four.
Like four.
Like four. Okay. He attributes most of that to extremely poor communication on his behalf. When people don't know what's clearly needed, they will just send everything to be sure. Meanwhile, that clogs up the entire system. And then the next point, which is so valid, like, okay, smart man. He thinks about 97%, he thinks 97% approval rate for mental health SIs is right about where he expects it to be. He shared some examples of 3% that are being told no. Things like, quote, the airman has shown he can, which this is like cut off for me.
This is also what Penny Giovanetti said back when they had the John Hauser Mental Health Summit. She said the same thing. We're going to do this in 60 days. So I know that they want to get it down to 60 days. That's like their benchmark. But honestly, if they're taking 24 months right now, 18 to 24 is basically the average for any mental health special issuance. I don't see how they will get it down to 60 days, especially because they know it's a staffing issue, it's a paperwork issue, and they don't have the system to make it faster just yet. So I know they are promising these things. We'll see if they actually happen. But if you guys are like, oh, yeah, like trying to be positive, just make sure you don't get your hopes up because I don't think this will happen in very quickly. Like if they're going to get it down to 60 days, I think it's going to take them a year to get it down to that. So that's just something to think about. But the Reddit post had a lot more points that we're going to keep reading. So I'll do the next four. The first one was no more mailing in paperwork to OKC. The insanity of how the air medical branch were handling stuff was boggling. They would receive your paperwork, scan it into an electronic system at OKC, then print it back out, mail it to DC or wherever. Now your AME can upload any documentation they need online and it stays that way, which is the May 30th, I think it was, is that's what we talked about. The change in air medical system was that you were going to be able to do online documentation uploads. So that's big for efficiency of the process. The next bullet point says he wants to be able to email you to speed things up. However, it's law that he has to use certified mail. They are trying to get language in the current FAA reauth to allow for email, which I think is ironic. I think that the FAA reauth already has that language in there, in that he's taking the I guess like he's saying that he's the one who's asking for it. I really think other people have asked for this,
Allegedly.
including us in our outline that we've sent to Congress, that they are able to directly speak to you. But great point. Next one is he has increased the mental health practitioner count that reviews mental health SIs by 400% the last 2 years. He's still trying to hire another 12 doctors, which I like the percentage of 400%, but they've only hired two more doctors.
Yeah, I'm so. Like, what? You're going from like, what
I does was that like, mean? 400% sounds great, but you've only hired two more people. And they want to hire 12 more, which is saying how underserved the AERA medical system is if they need to hire 12 fucking more doctors. And they only have six right now, I believe. And then the last one is he wants to expand the AME program to nurse practitioners. But again, that's a congressional issue, so no movement. I think that's interesting that they want to give nurse practitioners the ability to be AMEs, because we have been talking about how they don't even trust a medical doctor to say a patient is fit to fly or not, but they'll trust a nurse practitioner who's not a medical doctor to be your AME. So that's interesting to me. I'm like, I don't know about that. I think it's great because obviously it expands the AME reach, but let's be honest, like if your medical doctor can approve you and say you're fit to fly, like why aren't they trusting the medical doctor who sees you all the time? That's just my concern.
There's a lot of good stuff in here though. I mean, the thing, I think it's interesting to see this all laid out, and a lot of it is exactly what we've been asking for, which is refreshing. I like seeing that, like, they want to change and that they know exactly where the problems lie. Now I just think it's like what you said, like, are these going to be open-ended promises? Are they actually going to be able to fulfill these promises? How long is it actually going to take? but I do think this is huge news and something to be, I don't know, just, it's kind of like a breath of fresh air a little bit, I feel like, because again, it's just all the stuff that we've been harping on about for literally 2 years. So this is a good step in the right direction, but to be cautious and to be wary is, you know, expected. And if we both didn't feel that way, I feel like we would be wrong. Like, I think you have to question some of this. but I wonder what they actually believe is their timeline. Like, I skimmed through this, but I didn't really see where they said they were going to have a timeline of like when these things will actually be
place.
Yeah. And put into action. So I'll be curious about that.
We know maybe that's why slow. They did it. And everything they do, they're always slow. So I think some of these things they'll be able to enact quickly. A lot of these things, though, I think it's going to take some time. But I do believe in the next 5 years, all of this could be covered, which would be insane and amazing all at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd actually have some, like, I don't even know. We might have to, like, rethink what we talk about. A new thing to harp on.
Are we going to start patting the FAA on the back and be like, oh my God, you're amazing?
Yeah, literally, we totally switch our, like, oh no, no, our tune. No. I mean, like, of course, if they go through with all of this, I will be the first one to say thank you. Like, thank you. That's great. But am I going to give them, like, I don't want to use lewd or vulgar language. So I'm just going to move on.
Okay.
So these next points, it says, he wants to put as many decisions as possible in the hands of the AME. This is a doctor that's actually examining you, not some nameless suit in an office building at OKC or DC, which is so funny that they said that, because I constantly, again, like what you're saying, these are things that we constantly, I mean, like, I feel like I say this so much that I'm like blue in the face. Like, I might as well have it tattooed on my forehead. All right. Part of that is newer guidance around mental health conditions. If your AME can get it all documented, they will be able to issue, issue your medical. In addition, he wants to drastically change the weight of practical tests, such as your DPE check rides. And then it says in quotes, this is key to the ADHD problem, which he will address later on. If you were diagnosed with ADHD in the past, you but you can pass an IR check ride, which instrument rated check ride. Clearly you can focus just fine to shoot an approach. In his eyes, that speaks volumes about your ability in the cockpit, which thank you. Like literally, thank you. Like what we
deal.
Yeah, that's a huge deal. And I feel like so many people have been saying this. For him to say that is like, hell yeah, let's go. They have already created a streamlined process for SSRI use that allows AMEs to issue certificates in many cases. In others, there will be a flow chart that shows what the FAA will want from upfront for an SI. Wellbutrin was just added to the acceptable SSRI list, which I don't know. I feel like maybe that's what we harp on is like expanding that damn list. Like, let's really start getting some research and like really start thinking about what we can approve, because I just feel like there's so much more medication and we could be properly treating people with a wide range. Like if you had more accessibility, you know what I mean? And maybe these people could go on a medication then for like 6 months to 12 months and then be able to recover and be off of it and then be fine versus taking one of four or five medications that just aren't going to work for them. Again, I've said that multiple times. So the last point, it says, if you are receiving disability compensation from the VA, you need to make sure you are disclosing those conditions to your AME. The VA is piping that data over to the FAA now. So that kind of reminds me of what we talked about with Joe LaRusso. I wish we didn't really need to be better with having our episode numbers, but it really wasn't that far back. Our most recent episode with Joe LaRusso, we talked about that. But I don't know. That's a situation I wish we knew more information about. And it's just, that seems sticky. I just don't really love that whole thing, that whole sitch. Yeah. I just think that what you did for your country and what happened to you when you've served, especially if you got out of the military and you were holding a job for, you know, X amount of years, I do not think that you should be punished now years down the line for something that happened to you while you were in an active war zone. That's just insane to me. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I feel like I can't really speak to those issues if I'm not extremely educated on them, because I just don't want to sound dumb. I also don't want to spew misinformation. So we'll end on that. But yeah, those are my thoughts. I think, again, with what I said about expanding that list, I really wish that I really hope that they think about expanding that list. But there are some good things in here as far as like the ADHD thing that has got to change. I mean, there are so many freaking people, so many kids that were diagnosed with ADHD when they were young. It's like, come on, you know, but it's starting to happen. So that is really good progress. I'm hopeful.
Yeah. And I was just going to say the Joe LaRusso episode is episode 69. So that's a memorable number.
There you go.
And I just went left and I was like, number 69, I'll never forget. Okay. So with that being said, to kind of expand on the PTSD diagnosis, it says PTSD also has a new checklist that allows the AME to issue without contacting the FAA. And the big if, there is no PTSD episodes in the last 2 years. So they're saying like, you can't have a PTSD episode in the last 2 years for you to get your medical issued by your AME. This has become a problem for vets for our 20 plus years of wars and ties into the VA problem above. We know that it was like 2000 pilots who got their medicals pulled when that VA was sending over the data over to the FAA. So that was a big issue. And then it goes on to say he wants to change most mental health special issuances to a quote, here is your temporary medical while we sort this out, quote, unquote. And he knows people are either not seeking treatment or going to places under the radar and not telling their AME because it will affect their jobs. He wants AMEs to issue and give the airmen 180 days to gather what needs to be gathered with reasonable assurances they will get a medical. This one is honestly like a major, major change. And I think it's amazing because they're saying that they're going to issue you a medical until they sort out your paperwork. And that's big. And they're also going to give you double the time, because I believe it was 90 days before that you had to send your paperwork in. So they want to give you a full 180 days which is 6 months for you to gather everything. So that's actually a really, really big deal. And I love that they're extending the time frame. So the next bullet point is the number one problem. This is the ADHD bullet point, which is huge. The number one problem they are dealing with right now is the massive influx of young aviators who were diagnosed with ADHD as kids and put on Ritalin or similar medication. He lamented that so many family practice doctors were or are doing it, even though they are not mental health experts. They are still trying to figure out how the answer to this. In fact, the FAA have a study team on site having Oshkosh attendees perform COG tests as part of the process to create new tests the AMEs can use to help invalidate old incorrect ADHD diagnoses. He expects that sooner or later they will have a checklist, much like SSRIs or PTSD, that the AME can use to fast track everything. It will also be a one and done test. The practical test waiting was also brought up again. I wonder how that COG test.
I don't really, you know, it's great that once you do the test, you'll never have to do it again. But I think some of these tests, it's like, again, going back to his point about like, if somebody can shoot an instrument approach, that should say enough about their ability. I don't like the idea of these like practical tests, unless they're really centered around, I feel like they should be centered around aviation, but everything that we've heard from these people, they're not, it's
very, not a good indicator of your mental health.
Yeah.
It's a snapshot in time. It's also a very old and outdated test that has some, you know, there is a person who is getting money off this test. And so that's also another issue is the person who made this test, Gary Kay, made the COG screen. He gets a kickback every time someone takes that test. And I think there is a way that we could upgrade COG screening instead of taking something from the 1980s. Like, we're in 2023, people. This test is almost 60 years old. So I just think there's a better way to test people. And like you said, if you can shoot an instrument approach, your mental health is fine. Like, we shouldn't be denying people. So moving on, this next one, he acknowledges the black box problem, which I don't know what the black box problem is, but I think from what the language is saying is like that they're just so quiet, it's hard to get a hold of the FAA. And Wyrick says he is hoping the better letters for communication changes to law that require formal arm's length distance contact and better AME guidance can help things along in that regard. So I think it's just like they're saying that the communication between you, your AME, and OKC is going to get better and more efficient. And the next bullet point is he asked if anyone in the audience knew who their regional flight surgeon was. I don't think any hands went up. He then said that in almost all cases, the regional surgeons have the same authority as OKC and DC and are much more accessible to your AMEs. He's trying to get things pushed out to the lowest levels possible to get people in the air, which we've commented on because we've had a few aviators on who have been through the SI process and have went to their FISDO, their flight standards district office, and they actually have had a more expedited process with their special issuance. So that makes a lot of sense. So like, if you guys are in the SI process right now, I would definitely go to your FISDO or your regional flight surgeon, because I think that you'll get an issuance faster. But,
well,
any comments on that?
Oh, there's just like so much to sift through here. It makes me really, really happy to hear this kind of stuff, but at the same time, like, I'm curious, this is a lot. Like, now finally getting to the end of this, I'm like, this is a lot. Are they going to be able to do this, knowing that they are understaffed and all the other issues that they've dealt with? I'm really, really curious like what their timeline is.
Like I said, I think in the next 5 years, we'll see a lot of these changes. Definitely in the next 10 years, I think they could cover all of this. But some of these things I think will be fast-tracked. It just kind of, like the giving more power to your AME, we saw that with Mary being able to be issued a special issuance straight from her AME.
Yeah. Yeah.
On Wellbutrin. So I think things are happening. we just haven't heard a lot of this fast track cases happening. So I don't know. I just say be patient. Don't get your hopes up too high, but know that this is being talked about, because the fact that they've said all this at Oshkosh and we've been asking, like, the all of these things have been in our outline, is pretty wild to me. Like, the fact that they're talking about ADHD and allowing your AMEs to have more power and telling you that they're going to have more communication and allowing us to not do snail mail, like, those are some huge things for the special issues process and for mental health and aviation.
Yeah. Okay, y'all. Well, that is enough for this week's episode. We are going to try and remuse our regular schedule, but you guys, like, life is life. Sometimes you gotta attend to it. And at the end of the day, some things we gotta, you know, push back and take a pause on. And also it helps with our longevity, because I'm excited to be back in podcasting. I feel refreshed and renewed, and we have so much more to talk about. I feel like even over the past like 2 months, there's been so much aviation news that we haven't even been able to cover. So I'm excited to kind of get back in the saddle and get back on the grind. Yeah. If you all are listening and you feel inclined to do so, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show. It really does help us out. 5 stars, please. Why would it be anything less? Is there anything else that you would like to tell our lovely listeners, Maddie?
I don't have anything. I mean, just keep your
heads
up.
Leave a review. Yeah. Keep your head up.
Keep your heads up. Like, I'm just really excited about all this news. I'm like, you know, like, this is like a little lift, you know?
Yeah.
So it's going to get better. I know that. And keep flying. If you're up in the air, keep it going.
Yep. Yep. Or as we like to say, keep the blue side up and the brown side down. Bye, y'all.